Blog Talk Radio.
October officially now, and we are a week away from Christmas, apparently. Do you have the skills to pay the bills? What do you do? That's the title of the show this morning. On today's show, I will have Majida Giddens of Majida Models and Talent Consulting on. She is the owner also of A-List Consignments. Learn about her past, her obstacles, and how she overcame them. I will also have Corey Osborne from Up Next Barbershop. He will speak on how hard it is to create and maintain a barbershop in a facility, and also how he overcame those challenges, I should say, as well as additional projects that he has. And I plan on having web designer Kyle Wilkins of Kyle Wilkins Designs on the show as well. He will be talking about how he started his company from scratch, the current work that he is doing, and what he plans for the future. So call in, listen in, tune in to the show. You can also call in at 646-652-4479 to ask guests or myself any questions. Be sure to tell your friends. We are live and on air. Now, let me go ahead and tell you a quick story. Yesterday, I was out and about, and I was putting out some information about an event that's this Sunday in Atlanta. The Design Your Life Workshop, led by inspirational speaker, author, and life coach Paige Fletcher, and passing out some flyers. And I'm walking around Columbus State University, which I used to go to many years ago. And guess what? I walk around one building, and I see a sign that says Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, CSU then got their own Chick-fil-A. And then I thought about it. I wonder if they're open on Sunday. So anyway, I just thought that was an interesting note. But since CSU is right across the street from the location of where I actually talked to my first guest, I decided to go ahead and head across the street and pass out a few flyers. And I actually went inside and started talking to my first guest about things. We were just having general conversations, and I started learning more and more and about him, and he was learning more about me. And that's how he ended up being my guest this morning. So let's go ahead and bring in our first guest for the morning, Corey Osborne. Corey, you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, God, it's good, man. I feel great.
Almost forgot how to give you that little opening there, too.
Yeah, TGIF, man. Thank God it's right.
Hey. All righty. So, Corey, let's do this. Let's tell the audience where you are from originally and then how you ended up in Columbus.
Well, to be brief, I moved here from Chicago, Illinois, but I stayed here prior to moving here back in the early, 90s. I graduated from Carver High in 1992.
Okay.
And I decided to come back to Columbus, Georgia, because my mother, she had, became ill. So I came back home to help out with her and also, just to pursue my career as far as being a entrepreneur.
Okay.
Master barber.
I can relate. And I can relate to coming home and taking care of ill parents as well. Tell us the history of Up Next Barbershop.
Okay. Well, Up Next started 4 years ago this October the 10th. it'll be 4 years. Michael Harris and Michelle Harris, they're the owners, and they invited me to be a part of the vision of being a barber, master barber on that team. And I came, I prayed about the situation, and God has been very inspirational and blessing us with a beautiful establishment to be a part of. And I feel great and feel privileged to be a master barber in this setting in the mall, Peachtree Mall.
Nice, nice. Before I ask the next question, I'm gonna ask a segue question real brief. What does it take to be a master barber?
Well, it takes extensive training. You can at least go to a technical school. You can go to the barber college, or you can actually become an apprentice. And that's pretty much the process. You have to have 1,500 hours, and you go through the state board to take an exam, written and also a practical exam. And you pass the test, and you get your permit. Then you're seeing your master barber's license.
Wow. That means that you actually have to do something. You can't just slide by on that. That's real interesting. I never knew that. What is the most difficult thing about the operations of a barbershop?
Well, pretty much, you know, it's just the rules and regulations and guidelines that have to be implemented in any successful establishment. You have to have structure, and you have to have God. Those two things are a must. And, you know, just be customer-friendly and have an environment where it's customer-friendly as well. And be in tune with your community and involved with your community.
Definitely, definitely on the customer end, because I know I've left several barbers over the years in different cities because of either how I was treated personally or how I saw someone else get treated personally. You know, and people don't think that, you know, matters that much, but it does, you know, because at the end of the day, you want to be comfortable. And when it comes to your hair, of course, you don't want nobody messing it up at the end of the day, or you don't want to see someone else's hair get messed up. So that's a big deal there. And then just even coming into the shop, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are not, it don't even seem like you know, anybody even saw you come in. Or they're, you know, just all kind of loud and obnoxious things going on and stuff like that. You really have to, you know, keep that in mind as well. So I do appreciate that. Tell us why people should come to Up Next as opposed to other barbershops in the city of Columbus.
It's a great experience. We have a beautiful team. We're God-fearing brothers, and we're willing to give you a professional service.
Quick and to the point. Question, Corey, I saw a video promo that you created for the shop. What else do you do besides barbering?
I'm pretty much a renaissance man. You know, the old school saying is a jack of all trades, but I'm pretty much a 2015 going into 16 renaissance man, and pretty much for God-fearing. So I have many talents, and, you know, as long as God keep me here humble and focused and healthy, I will be revealing those talents to you guys. And I like to add, if I get disconnected, I will call back because I'm in a bad area. So I just want to include that just in case if it does happen, sir.
No problem, no problem. We understand. Actually, one more question because I know you're busy today. How can people reach you to book an appointment at Up Next? And then also, how can you be found on social media?
Okay, well, people, beautiful crowd, and the listeners, they can reach me at 706-718-1995. I do take appointments. Once again, the number is 706-718-1995. And I also have a Facebook. You can reach me on my Facebook. It's Corey, Corey Osborne, Osborne. And I have a YouTube page. It's Lion's Head. You can spell it LionsHead. And then the numbers are 1,000. So you just type in 1000.
Excellent.
I have Instagram. I'm sorry. My Instagram page is Pharaoh Photos. You can see some of my barber work there and some videos. It's spell it F-E-R-O, Pharaoh Photos. F-E-R-O-F-H-O-T-O-S.
Great, great, great. And what I was going to say is that for those who will be listening to the playback, I am going to be putting together an article about you and this interview, so that way people can get your information succinctly, and also some hints about some of your future projects as well. So I know you're busy. I wanted to make sure that I got you on first this morning. I really appreciate your time, Corey. I see, you know, Up Next has been there for, you know, a long time now, you know, much longer than certain other businesses there in the area. Let me say that. And I do appreciate your time. And also, everyone, hey, he gave me a great haircut yesterday. So, again, Up Next Barbershop, Corey Osborne in Peachtree Mall in Columbus, is right next to the food court, so you can't miss it. Everybody comes through the food court. Hey, guess what? That's when you need to think about getting a haircut. Go ahead and kill two birds with one stone. And run your number one more time for appointments, Corey.
It's 706-718-1995. Chris, I truly appreciate the opportunity, my brother, and may God continue to bless you on your quest.
Not a problem at all. You take care now, man.
You too, brother. Peace.
Peace. Well, everyone, that was Corey Osborne of Up Next Barbershop. And one of the reasons I had him on the show today was because when you really think about it, think about all the people who they say they want to do something and they never get around to doing it. And I asked him, what does it take to be a master barber? And he mentioned all that time that had to go into being licensed and certified to be able to touch somebody's hair. And most people, most people are not willing to put that time in. Whatever that pursuit might be, it takes time. And then you have to get good at it, you know, for people to trust you enough for someone to pay you for that service. So, again, do you have the skills to pay the bills? Obviously, Corey Osborne does. And, again, he's up at the Up Next Barbershop in Columbus, Georgia, Peachtree Mall. Can't miss it. Right now it's the only mall in Columbus, Georgia. And, again, when you walk in, again, they have excellent barbers. They all specialize in different things. But that's what when he was showing me his video that he created, and they were mentioned. He actually was mentioning to the barbers to talk about what they specialized in, so that way you know who you might want to go to or whatnot. But it's really exciting to see people, you know, again, pursue what they want to do with their current skills, take the circumstances that they are given, and get to where they want to go. So I appreciate Corey being on the line. Plus, I know he's busy because he's on his way to the shop right now, but I'm glad I was able to get him into the show. We're going to take a little bit of a break. I'm going to see how the rest of my show is going to go as far as my guest list. And so before I go, again, a reminder, this Sunday, 4 o'clock, the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead in Atlanta, you're going to be able to attend the Design Your Life workshop. And the reason that this workshop is a big deal, not just because Paige Fletcher is going to be there, author, life coach, inspirational speaker, business owner, entrepreneur, but you have other people who are going to be there as well, speaking about certain things such as finances, such as building a business, such as maintaining a business, growing a business. Plus, you have networking opportunities there as well. Plus, if you're there, there are going to be some giveaways. I don't know what they're going to be yet, but there will be. So to find out how you can attend and get your ticket, which you need to get it now, because if you go to the door, the ticket's going to be a little bit higher. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Go to www.thegoalgroupinc.com. That's G-O-A-L, like pursuing a goal, thegoalgroupinc.com, and go to the events page. And you purchase a ticket. And again, all college students, if you can prove that you're in college, your ticket is $50. Can't beat that. And when you go to this event, it's not just you listening to people. You're actually going to be doing a few things, especially at the beginning. So you can't just go there and just think you're going to sit for a few hours. You're not. So this is exciting. There's things that are going to be happening there that you need to be participatory in, but you're also going to learn. That's the whole point of this. You know, you I always say you get what you pay for, you get what you don't pay for. So you get what you invest in yourself. Paige has worked a long time to gain all the knowledge that she has. So it's only right that you get an opportunity to get some of that information. You know, she wasn't on Dr. Phil for, you know, because of a fluke. You know what I'm saying? So get some of that knowledge. If you're a man, you're a woman, you're a young person, show up. It'll do you good. So I'm going to go ahead and take a little break. As a reminder, this is the second series of Do You Have the Skills to Pay the Bills? I'm going to continue doing a few more shows over the next couple of weeks because I know a lot of people, of course. So I'm going to see how many I can get on in the next month or so. So stay tuned for more guests. Last week, of course, remember, I had producer Chris Pritham on, music producer. Who else did I have on? I had Nicole Wasmuth, a young woman out of Ohio who's actually a full-time nurse, but she's also a business owner. And I also had Stacey Borman. I actually just saw Stacey's new pictures from a photo shoot she just did. Now, she's a designer, clothing designer, but guess what? She also models a little bit, too. So I'm excited to see her pictures. You'll be seeing an article about her pretty soon, just like Corey, at www.imtmworldwide.com. Check that out. Also, while I'm thinking about it, it's not a new YouTube page. It's a YouTube page I haven't used in years, literally. I'm bringing that back out. You can go to YouTube and then type in IMTMCEO, the number one, and you'll get to see the YouTube page. So check that out. So going to take a break and going to be right back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and excuse me for my voice. For some reason, it's trying to, I guess my throat is trying to close up, I guess, or something. I don't know, but see if we can bear through it. Again, thank you for my first guest this morning, early this morning, Corey Osborne of Up Next Barbershop, Master Barber in Columbus, Georgia at Peachtree Mall. Go and check him out. Again, I'll be doing an article about the shop sometime before the end of the weekend, somehow or another. www.imtmworldwide.com. Check it out. Probably next week. Let's be safe. I have a lot going on this weekend. So do you have the skills to pay the bills? This is the second series of this particular format and show topic, because there's a lot of people out there who continue to say they can't where they're at, but they have certain skills and abilities that they know how to do something very well, but they've never gone the route of putting it into play to see if they can benefit. They haven't even tried. I won't say they won't, but most haven't tried, and then some who can won't do it. I'll be honest. So I wanted to do these series of shows to show different people that they either took something that they knew they could do very well and they put it into practice, or they looked at something that someone else was doing and decided they could do it a little bit better, or maybe they could add their own twist and make it unique so that way they can benefit. So today's show, I'm having a few more people. I've just talked to Corey of Up Next Barbershop. I'll be speaking to Majida Giddens of Majida Models and Talent and A-List Consignments later on, and also hopefully we'll be able to get Kyle Wilkins of Kyle Wilkins Designs on. I'll go ahead and mention him again just in case. Actually, no, I won't. Let's see if we can get him on the air, and he'll be able to talk about himself. What I will do again is bring up Beige Fletcher, inspirational speaker, author, and life coach. If you didn't know, she also modeled. She also has acted, okay? And she has been in several television shows that you have heard of. She has been in dozens of magazines that you have heard of. She has been in dozens of music videos that you have heard of. And then came a moment of transition to where all of a sudden she started, you know what, there are people who look to me, and some of them look to me for advice. Some of them look to me for some guidance. Why can't I put this into play where people can read these things? So she started writing a book, and she wrote a book, and then she wrote another book, and then people started asking about her book, and all of a sudden she ended up on TV and getting radio interviews and all kind of things, and people all over the world are buying her book. Okay, and with that, she started going into life coaching, because that would be the next logical step, right? So now Beige Fletcher goes all over the country and soon the world, helping people get where they want to go, because that's what they want to do. Now, again, achieving a goal is something about you having to want to do it, because no one else can reach your goal but you, technically, right? But some people might want to help you reach your goal more than you want to hit the goal, which is crazy to me. And right now I'm talking about on the entertainment side primarily, but it also means in the business world too. If you didn't know, Dunkin' Donuts is closing stores, 100 of them. Whole Foods is laying off 1,500 people. Walmart is laying off people. Okay? So nothing is guaranteed when it comes to business, but you have to want to be successful, but you have to also be wanting to get through the times where you might not be as successful as well, because those times come with being in business for yourself. The thing of it is, if you're not in business for yourself, that means you're working for someone else, and you can get caught up in something that'll have nothing to do with you, right? Those 1,500 employees at Whole Foods, they didn't have nothing to do with what's going on to where they're getting laid off. It's not their fault. The people who are going to suffer job loss from Dunkin' Donuts closing 100 stores, I even talked about Macy's closing 40 stores yet, one of the biggest retailers ever, closing 40 stores before 2016. So, again, when I talk about reaching out for goals, one of your goals has to be doing a little bit more so that if the worst case scenario does happen to you, you don't get caught up. You don't want to wait for it to happen. Inevitably, all of us have suffered some kind of job loss in our lifetime, some of us more than one, some of us more than five, and still believe that it's okay to kind of just be okay with what we got. But we're the ones on social media every morning at 9:01 complaining about how we hope it's 5 o'clock, next 5 minutes. And that's not reasonable if you've been doing that for 5 or 10 years. That's crazy. So, again, do you have the skills to pay the bills? Have you ever thought about it before? Do you really know how to cook? Is everybody, oh, I love your cooking? You know, have you ever thought about emphasizing that a little bit? Make some pot pies in the oven and make 10 of them and give them away and see what happens, you know? Do you know how to work with your hands? You have all these guys and girls, you know, you've seen DIY TV or network or whatever that is, right? Good with their hands. They know how to put stuff together or take stuff apart. But some people know how to do that but won't try to put that in their own framework to say someone can pay me for that, okay? So is there something that you can do that maybe you can do a little bit better than everybody else and say, well, I can make some money off of this? A little bit of extra money don't hurt. Remember, $250 a month extra in a household in 2008 would have prevented a whole bunch of people not to have their homes foreclosed on. So I'm bringing all these things up because, again, do you have the skills to pay the bills? This is a series that I'm doing specifically on the basis of you got to do more. You have to want to do more. And I led off talking about Paige Fletcher because for 10 years she's been completely independent. She hasn't worked for anybody else. Okay? So if she's been able to do it, don't you think it'd be worthwhile to find out how she does it? And that's why you should be at the Design Your Life workshop this Sunday, October 4th at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead. Don't just walk up because your tickets will be more. You need to go to the website, www.thegoldgroupinc.com, and click on events for ticket information. If you are listening, I appreciate it. If you're at work, you're at home, if you're driving around, you're actually listening on your phone because you have a smartphone and you clicked on the link, I appreciate that. If you're at work and you got your headphones on and you're taking a listen, I appreciate that. If you're at home and you're cleaning up or you're doing homework, I appreciate that. Wherever you might be, you can listen to the show, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, anywhere in the world. And, of course, if you are in the United States and or you don't mind paying long distance, you can call in 646-652-4479. You can actually listen to the show on your phone, and I won't actually pull you in as a guest because usually if you call in, I'm going to see you. But I have a little device here that allows me to switch you off if you don't plan on wanting to call in, talk to a guest, talk to myself, and you just want to listen on your phone. So that way you can also listen to the show on your phone through the number. But this is a show where you can call in. If you got a question, I know I didn't have time with Corey to ask any questions if any guests wanted to call in. But for the other guests I have, they have some time. So if you want to call in, talk to a guest, 646-652-4479 is the number. Go ahead and give you some more updates in regards to IMTM. There's a casting that's going on that myself and actually also Ajita Models and Talent Consulting is having. It's going to be on October 10th in Atlanta. It's for the short film Selfless. So you need to go to www.MajidaModelsAndTalent.com for information, as well as my site, imtmworldwide.com. And you will see information about it, how to submit, and all that kind of good stuff. You have until October 7th to submit, so you don't want to wait too much longer now that it's October 2nd officially now. Okay, so that's another project to take a look at, and Majida will be mentioning that later on. Also, be sure to visit my business consulting site, www.innovativeenterprises.com, and that's Innovative Enterprises with one E, not two E's, okay? And it'll go straight to my site where you can see everything that you can ever want. If you are someone who has never started a business before and you need help, you can get it. And people who have businesses, look at the things that you can get to enhance your business and do more in your business. Also, On the entertainment side, I have launched a new consulting package, basically for those who already have a lot of the things that they need on a regular basis, whether it be images, headshots, photographs. They already have their music together if they're an artist. They already have their video reel if they're an actor, things of that nature. But they need help. They need a person to help them either decide on what best project to submit themselves for, decide what not to go to as far as an audition, what looks they might want to do for their next photo shoot, how to look at a particular contract agreement that's been sent to them, how to determine what is said in a particular email. They don't understand it, things of that nature. So what I've done is put something together very cheap, too. Now, I don't even like to use the word. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to see what happens. $50 up front, one-time fee, $10 a month. You get 1 hour. You get 1 hour of me, okay? 1 hour of everything that's in my head, you get an hour, okay? So you get 30 minutes on the phone, increment, and you get 30-minute Skype video call increment, and then you get 10 emails. You can break up the increments as much as however you want to, I should say. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, the whole 30 minutes, okay? You can always add time if an hour a month is not enough, but that's why I started off at 10. So if you wanted to add, I think I am going to cap it, though, maybe $50 a month or something like that. That would be 5 hours a month that you'd be getting from me, something like that. I don't know yet. I'm trying it out right now. So if you go to www.imtmworldwide.com and you click on iSchool, right at the bottom, it describes that particular consulting package. And you can email me at chris@imtmworldwide.com, or you can call the business number 305-204-1826 if you have questions. But really, it can't be because of the price.
Price is not changing, okay? So it just has to be whether or not you think you need help. That's how I'm going to provide it right now.
Get it if you can. 4479. We have a little bit of time before our next guest. So what I'll do now is take a little break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to talk more about, do you have the skills to pay the bills? If you'd like to call in and ask any questions or talk about something that you have going on, feel free to do so. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and almost forgot how long that song was. I got to get better at that because sometimes I have it in my head how long a particular track is, and sometimes I don't. Shout out to Chris Pritham of Ill It Records, who provides a lot of the music that you hear from time to time on the show, particularly the tracks The Fever, Never Break, and Emperors, which I don't always play that whole one because I want to use it for something, being selfish. But shout out to Chris Pritham. He was on the first show of Do You Have the Skills to Pay the Bills? He was the first guest, actually. So when you go to my Blog Talk Radio site, check that particular show out. He did a great job of talking about the music industry and what he's done, what his group has done, his company is doing. It's very exciting to see new people independently put out new stuff, put out music that is different and unique and not the same old, same old. So, again, Chris Pritham, you can find him on Twitter, at Chris Pritham. And that's, let's make sure I spell it right. I don't want to mess it up. Sometimes I do. That is Chris Pritham, P-R. That's at Chris Pritham, that's Twitter, P-R-Y-T-H-M, and Ill It Record is ill-it.com. So check them out. So I appreciate him providing the music. And also from previous guests from other shows, again, IMTM Worldwide, I mean, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM. Worldwide. You can check out previous episodes. Do you have the skills to pay the bills is today's topic. What do you do? If you want, you can call in 646-652-4479. And if you have a business, if you have the inkling of starting a business, this is a show to call in at. Maybe I'll give you some free advice today. Never know. But my next guest in a few moments, we'll be bringing her on. It's going to be talking about her business, her company, and what she is doing. And when it comes to females being in business, if you've ever noticed, there are still not a lot of women who are business owners, okay, leaders, okay? And there's always that question, well, why? It doesn't make much sense when you – I always mess with some of the girls about this. Y'all have Rihanna. Y'all have Beyonce. Y'all don't have no excuse. Who do we have? We have Young Thug. That's supposed to be our example? That's crazy, okay? So why aren't there more independent women out there doing their thing, okay? Why aren't they thinking about it more? I mean, there's some who've never even crossed their mind. If they fool around and find a job that pays them $70,000 a year, they're good, okay, even though their expenses are $55,000 a year. But they're good, and they'll make it work, okay, rather than plugging into a ability or a skill or even a gift that they have to say, I need to make sure that I don't get caught up in Walgreens closing my store if I happen to be a pharmacist. Think about that. Walgreens last year closed 200 stores. Walgreens does a lot of prescription drug business, right? Where are those people? Where were those people at? Okay, you don't want to be caught off guard. Again, do you have the skills to pay the bills? If you're a woman or if you're a man, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, do you want to keep getting caught up in where if things don't work out, you're in big trouble? Okay, I'll give you another example of why I did this particular show and why I'm doing multiple shows of this theme. On Facebook the other day, I see this story about a guy. He's in California. I think he's in San Francisco. And he's Caucasian. He's about 55 maybe, somewhere in there. The reason the story was there's a group that has refitted a bus that allows homeless people to take showers to get cleaned up, okay? Because, you know, when you're homeless, it's kind of hard to take a shower in a water fountain. It just is, okay? So he's one of the people who got a shower on the bus. Right. So they're interviewing him about the bus and everything like that. But then he's talking about how he has a MBA degree from Stanford University. But he's been homeless for the last 10 months. And they're in shock. The interviewers are in shock at that point, and they're like, well, how does this happen? And he said, we were all just a check away. So you have a Caucasian man in his 50s, MBA from Stanford University, one of the most prestigious schools in America, homeless for 10 months. How does it happen? Check away. Don't know what his whole story is, okay? Maybe he was paying a lot of alimony and child support. Maybe he was living above his means. Maybe his house note and car notes, plural, you know, was a lot. And all of a sudden, if one check didn't show up, maybe he was already behind the eight ball, so to speak. And as soon as that money didn't come, that was the only thing keeping his stuff together. And as soon as that check didn't come, all of a sudden, boom, repossession, boom, foreclosure, boom, everything is gone. And he's homeless. And if he's homeless, there's a lot of things that go into that. Do you have family around? Do you have family that's alive? Do you got people who you can trust, people who like you? All that kind of stuff goes into it. Pride partially goes into it because you don't want to ask nobody for no help because you don't understand why you're even in the situation in the first place. He had the skills to pay the bills. By default, he had an MBA degree from Stanford. But in the end of the day, what good did it do him? There are no guarantees in anything, but you have to at least try to do a little bit more so that way if that one source of income all of a sudden isn't there, you're not going to be crushed. And a lot of people, for some reason, they do not look at it like that. They don't care. It's too much work. But they don't mind working 17 jobs and working 168 hours a week. There are only 168 hours in the week, folks. So how is it easier to work multiple jobs on someone else's time, traveling back and forth, spending the gas, spending the food, right, rather than taking your own time and building something of your own and being better? Again, do you have the skills to pay the bills? 646-652-4479 is the number. We're not too far away from our next guest. Actually, let me take a second here and see if we can get an update on one of my other guests. And as I do that, be sure to visit www.imtnworldwide.com, all kind of new stuff on there. Again, shout out to Kyle Wilkins of Kyle Wilkins Design for redoing the site. I'm going to have to do another site, apparently, but the redesign for now is going to last for a good little bit, but there are some technical things that I'm not able to do on this particular site, so I have to change it. But right now, I love what I got. It's great. Go to it. Visit it. It's all kind of cool stuff on there. New articles are going up a little bit more regularly, so definitely check that out. Let's see here. I apologize. Trying to send messages during a show is not the easiest thing to do. So, do you have the skills to pay the bills? What do you do? You can call in 646-652-4479 if you have a current business. You can talk about it for a few seconds. If you don't have a business and you want to learn how to, this is an opportunity to do so. And also, you need to be at the Design Your Life workshop this Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia, on October 4th at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, because if you really are serious about learning how to do something and you want to get in front of people who can actually help you, first of all, you have inspirational speaker, author, and life coach Beige Fletcher, who's going to be there, who herself is an entrepreneur on the investing side, on the real estate side, okay? Plus, she's monetized a lot of the things that she used to do in the past to where she can take advantage of it in the future. So she's somebody who's an expert at that. She's been in business for herself for 10 years now, has not worked for anybody since she was 21 years old. So however old you are now, I think you would want to talk to her. We also have Kevin McGee, business coach. He's someone who has helped several people start and launch businesses, maintain businesses, enhance businesses. So he's somebody that you would want to talk to. We also have Idris L. Talib. He's a financial advisor. He's been featured on several financial shows and networks and things of that nature. So he's somebody to where if you have issues with your finances, he's someone who can help you tighten them up a little bit. One of the reasons why people are in trouble all the time, mostly is because of debt. Think about it. If you didn't have debt, your life would be much easier, right? So do you choose to keep letting the debt kill you, or would you like to kind of leave some of that stuff from debt? He's somebody who can help you. And finally, we have Randy Hazelton, restaurateur. He's somebody who himself has started several restaurants, okay? When you start a restaurant, the odds of you keeping that restaurant are not high by definition of competition. But he's in the city of Atlanta. He has several restaurants that he has not only created, he's owning them, he's operating them, he's very successful, okay? So if you're in the culinary field and you've ever thought about starting a restaurant of any kind, he's someone that you need to hear from to get some ins and outs of what you don't need to do, because usually it's what you don't need to do that messes up people when it comes to something like that. So those are four reasons alone why you should be at the Design Your Life workshop. You need to get your tickets now, because if you show up at the door, they are going to be a little bit higher. Okay, www.thegoldgroupinc.com is the website. Go to it. So if you're listening, 646-652-4479, you want to know more information, call in. But that's the website. You need to get your tickets today. Okay, there's some VIP tickets available still from what I learned. The general admission tickets are available, of course. Students, your tickets are $50. If you're a college student and you say you want to own a business one day, this is an event you should be at. You get to listen to these people personally. You get to talk to them, ask them questions. You get to participate in the event. It's a lot going to be going on. It's a few hours of your time that will benefit you. Again, you get what you pay for, you get what you don't pay for. Are you going to wait until do you schedule your whole week around Empire? Or do you schedule your week about building yourself up and learning more? Because Empire ain't going to do that for you. I'm sorry. I don't care how many cameos or famous people they put in there. It's not working, okay? Let me stop. I'm a hater. 646-652-4479. Do you have the skills to pay the bills? We are a few minutes away from our next guest, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Again, thanks to all who might be listening. If you're at work, you know you can't call in. I do appreciate the time of you listening in. We had quite a few people listen to the show after the show on the playback, so I appreciate that as well, because everybody has different schedules. I realize that. Please be sure to let people know about the show. Also, the show does have an Instagram page now. I keep forgetting that. I just created it the other week. It is IMTM Worldwide Radio. Add the radio to the end. So on Instagram, it's IMTM Worldwide Radio. And, of course, my personal Instagram is IMTM1. My Twitter is IntellectATL. And, of course, you can find most of that on the new website, www.imtmworldwide.com. I don't think I've added all of the social media sites on the new page yet. I haven't had time. I've been so busy. But the main ones are on there, so you can find the rest of them. I'm also on Facebook, of course, Innovative Model and Talent Management. Check me out there. So, do you have the skills to pay the bills? What do you do or what do you not do? Again, you have to put yourself in that position one day, okay? Again, depending on how old you are. Think about it. Whatever you've been doing up until now and whatever salary you have had up until now, how much money have you made, but how much money have you kept? And what is the reason of that, right? A typical person that has been making at least $20,000 a year and they've been working for at least 10 years has made almost $250,000. But that same person doesn't have nowhere near that in the bank. Most barely have $1,000 in the bank that they don't touch. Okay? Most people don't even have that. They are literally living check to check. But they've made over $250,000. If they've worked 20 years, they've made $500,000 or more, depending on their salary. Think about that. There's people who've made $50,000 a year for 10 years, for 20 years. That's $1 million. Where does all the money go? Not just bills, believe that. So, again, when it comes to finances, when it comes to your spending habits, when it comes to all of those things, that plays a part into what you are getting paid for your time. And, again, if that time is being paid on the basis of one employer, and that's all the money that you're making, if that employer decides to close its doors, if that employer decides to move to Mexico, if that employer decides to scale back and you're affected in that, then what you're going to do, everybody's not going to hire you back as quick as you think. It doesn't happen. I know. Okay? Things happen. And to continue to ignore things happening, I got a friend who said he has survived 4 different layoffs at the company that he works at. The company happens to be Coca-Cola, okay? You know Coca-Cola spends $3.3 billion, I think it is, $3.3 billion just on advertising. But they've laid off people several times. Maybe they shouldn't spend so much money on advertising. Everybody knows what Coca-Cola is, and everybody knows what Coca-Cola does to you too. But think about it. If they're spending $3.3 billion, what do you think their expected return on that is? But still, they've laid off people. I used to work at Coca-Cola. I know. So do you have the skills to pay the bills to make sure that you're not depending on that one income? And again, if you're working 2 incomes, if you're working a secondary job, remember, that secondary job is still being taxed as you being a W-4, W-2 employee, right? You're not getting any deductions out of that, right? And if you're working another job, it's probably not right next door to the job that you have, which means extra travel, extra wear and tear on your vehicle, extra gas, extra clothing to keep clean, extra food because you're not eating at home when you're supposed to. You're out eating because you're working these extra hours. And then time that you're not sleeping. Again, we all say we can make sacrifices and things of that nature, but are we making sacrifices to buy the next pair of cool shoes? What are we making sacrifices for? For the extra money. What is the extra money doing? 646-652-4479 is the number. Christmas is coming around. I know some of y'all pay attention to that a little bit, right? So are people out there working 5 jobs just for Christmas? That obviously starts now in literally in July. Is that it? Or is it more? Is it paying off a house? Is it paying off cars? What is it doing? Is it setting up a savings account? The average American doesn't have a savings account. What's up with that? That doesn't seem right, right? 646-652-4479. As I check to make sure that our next guest is available, looks like she is. So I'm going to take another break, and when we come back, we are going to have our next guest on Do You Have the Skills to Pay the Bills? What Do You Do? This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5:00.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. on the regular, head tech. You better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I let me prove it? Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet, but definitely not Wyatt. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. To end the 1079. Get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTEWECT. Hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. INTEWECT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated. 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, out of live radio MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
TN Worldwide Radio back on the air, and just checking on one of my guests right now. All right. Oh, do you have the skills to pay the bills? And if you hadn't been listening to the show from the very beginning, let's go ahead and talk about what we've been talking about. On today's show, I will have Majida Giddens of Majida Models and Talent. She is the owner of also A-List Consignments. Learn about her past obstacles and how she overcame them. I will also have Corey Osborne from Up Next Barbershop. He will speak on how hard it is to create and maintain a barbershop, and also how to overcome those challenges, as well as additional projects. And I plan to have web designer Kyle Wilkins of Kyle Wilkins Designs. He will talk about starting his company from scratch, the current work he is doing, and what he plans for the future. Now, I just learned that Carl will not make the show. If you did listen to the very beginning of the show, you did hear Corey Osborne. But right now we're going to bring on our last guest of the morning, the afternoon now. It's 12 o'clock, right? Let me make sure I get to her. this last guest I've known for years now. I've worked with her as a model. I've attended a lot of her photo shoots in the past and other projects that she has worked on. Now I work with her. Two companies, and you'll be interested to know how she is doing it despite her obstacles. So we're going to go ahead and bring on this wonderful young woman, Majida Giddens. Majida Giddens, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
And that's your applause for the weekend. There you go. So let's get started. Again, I appreciate you taking the time out today. I know you are very busy. But first of all, let's tell the audience where you're from and where do you currently reside?
Well, I was born, you know, out in Los Angeles, stayed in Compton for a while, and I've been living in Chattanooga. So I'm basically a Chattanooga now, you know. I've been here for more than half my life. That's where I'm actually living right now.
Okay. So I mentioned in our opening about modeling. Tell the audience.
I lost you for a second. I couldn't hear what you said.
Uh-oh, okay. I was just saying that earlier I had just mentioned that you were a model. Go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about your modeling in the past.
Okay, yeah, well, I started modeling when I was 12. I went to a lot of different auditions and, you know, like, I'm not going to say the names, but different things, little modeling agencies that come to your town and you go do little stuff for them. So I did that to begin with, went to a modeling school and did that. None of that worked for me, so I just kind of stayed up real late at night all the time looking up stuff myself and started networking in Atlanta, and I ended up working for some people that has grown on to do some pretty amazing things right now in the industry, like Rico Chappelle. I worked with him, and I've known him for years, you know. So that's what I basically did to start my little career.
Wow. So it sometimes, again, people, when you're talking about just putting yourself out there, you have to want to do that to where you can get to run into people or learn about what other people are doing and then take advantage of understanding about on the talent side of things with you, when it comes to the business side of things with you. When it comes to the model, they hit some of the little small points about modeling. Is it easy to model? Answer that.
Absolutely not. You know, modeling, it's just like any other job, really. It's work, you know. It's work. You have to, you know, work to stay a certain, you know, in your genre of modeling or whatever, stay a certain size, keep yourself looking, you know, nice. And it's a job. You have to have definitely like a lot of dedication to really be a great model, in my opinion.
Exactly. And I just want to make sure that all the, you know, young ladies that might be listening in or will listen to the playback will hear that from someone, especially as they visit your site and things of that nature and see some of your, you know, past works and things of that nature. Let me ask you a question. Kids,
okay.
Do you have any?
yeah, I have two, actually. They're 7 years apart, so that's pretty fun. Needless
wow.
to say.
So with kids now, of course, everybody who has kids that are listening right now, one of the reasons why when we were talking about do you have the skills to pay the bills, and some people sometimes kind of not avoid, but they think twice about doing anything more is because of kids. So how do you answer that with some people who might be listening right now and say, well, you know what, I would like to do this, I would like to do that, but I have kids? What would you say to that?
Just do it, you know. Anything you want to do, bad enough, you'll just figure out a way, regardless of what that, you know, is. You'll definitely figure it out. Just focus all your attention on figuring it out instead of why I can't do it. And my kids are my motivation to do a lot of things, and it takes me staying up late at night and waking up early in the morning sometimes to do stuff and get things done. And I probably pass out a lot of nights out the week, you know, because I'm just so tired. But, you know, you got to get it done. So just do it.
Well, there you go. At the end of the day, you're the only one who can do it. You can't depend on anybody else. You have to put it into your own hands at a certain point. So
the next segue question, then, that goes into my next one. What are you doing right now as far as business goes, Majida?
I'm doing a lot with both of the companies. I'm really excited they're expanding. With my A-list consignments, you know, I just started that not too long ago. And, you know, I have some people consigning with me, and I'm just really excited to watch the company grow to its very early stages. And with my Majida Models and Talent Consulting, we still have talent sending submissions in, talking to a lot of people that we're going to, you know, eventually end up working with to help them jumpstart their career without having to go through all the foolishness in the, you know, beginning stages. They get to basically benefit from my experience. So we're doing that. And I also decided to just, you know, make my consulting company also a casting company. So we're also right now we're casting for a short film called Selfless. We're having a audition in Atlanta on October the 10th. So I'm really excited about that. Meeting everybody.
Definitely been blossoming that throughout the show today in regards to reminding people about that. Great. To have an idea of what is all entailed in that. You know, people can reach you on the A-list and comment side, and then I'll ask you some other questions about it.
Majida, you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Like I was trying to hear what you. I heard a lot of it, but it was like just clicking out a little bit. I'm not sure. It's probably this crazy phone that's running and stuff. So it's probably messing with.
It might be area, but I'll repeat it. No problem. You know me. We'll get it eventually. No problem. I was just saying I want to make sure that especially the ladies on the line who might not be familiar with the consignment process or consignment in general, talk about A-list consignments a little bit more in regards to what you do on that end and how people can reach you in regards to A-list consignments. And then I'm going to ask you a few different questions about Majida's Models and Talent as well. But kind of start with A-list consignments for me.
Yeah, well, with A-list consignments, this is for, like, you know, women that like to look great for, you know, not such an extremely crazy high price. You know, they like designer stuff. So if you're a buyer or you want to consign with me, we work with both. On the consignment end of it, if you have some stuff laying around, maybe some Louboutins or other high-end shoes or Chanel bags or something, and, you know, you don't ever wear it, you just consign it with us, you get a great percentage. When we find a buyer, and on the buyer's end, you know, you could have these really nice, maybe worn once or maybe just be brand new, you know, stuff that people are selling for a really great discounted price. And so you're getting these brand new, gently used things for a ridiculously, you know, low price. And, you know, you have to go into the store and actually pay full price for it. So that's really great for the lady that's really frugal and want to look great. That's how we run that. But to reach us, it's on email alist1928@gmail.com. You can follow me on A-list consignments, and that's consignments with an S, on Instagram.
Excellent. Appreciate that. So with Majida Models and Talent, now with that, of course, you mentioned that you work with talent in general. You have started working on castings. What do you think is the that most people never pursue anything on the talent side? If someone telling them that they have talent, you know how that goes. Or they themselves believe in, they see something in a magazine, they see somebody on TV, they see somebody on stage, they hear somebody on the radio, and they think they can do it. What do you think is the main reason people never walk out the door and say, I'm going to try to do it?
I think it's people rather believe more what they can't do instead of just giving a little bit more effort, figuring out, and then saying what they will do. you know, that's a lot too. And then sometimes people, you know, their backgrounds, they may have family that's not very supporting, or they feel like they have so many obstacles and things that they couldn't do it, or they have to wait to do it, instead of just making those reasons the same reason why you have to go do it right now. So I think it's just really a mindset.
That's a great point. And again, I want to make sure that people understand that there's all kind of reasons why not to do something and all kind of different obstacles at the end of the day. And that's why I mentioned that in this series of shows, do you have the skills to pay the bills? At a certain point, you have to throw all that out the window and at least try to fail, okay? Because the worst thing that can happen is you fail, but what if you mess around and be successful? That's the whole point.
Exactly.
And again, these guests that I've been having on the last couple of weeks and will continue to have in the future are going to be proof positive to where it's worth it to try. Because, however, you know, once you start and you keep doing it, good things happen. And Majida's Models and Talent is a great example of that. And you're going to see more and more reasons physically, personally, in the next few weeks. So stay tuned for that. Another before I let you go, where do you see your companies over the next?
Do you see where that? Hold on, my phone is on. Can you hear me?
Well, where? Yeah, I can hear you. Where do you see your companies over the next 5 years?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. I think about it all the time. In the next 5 years, I definitely, you know, believe that with my modeling and talent company, we'll have, you know, thousands of people that, you know, we're working with and starting their careers. I believe that we'll have for, you know, several different projects, you know, maybe some national things. I'm really excited about that and about the relationships that I plan on making here in the future. With A-List Consignments, I feel that that's going to be pretty great too in the next 5 years. All it takes is just me, you know, with any business, you know, you have to work really hard to get people to know your name and just let people know that they have another option as far as consigning their things. So I think my company has a great potential to grow and just both be very successful. I'm excited about it.
Well, I am too. And I'm glad I've been able to, you know, help a little bit. Just a little bit, I guess, right? And where we are, point F, I guess, I don't know, maybe X, I don't know. How can people find out about the project and this? Majida's,
you said how
Majida Models
for
Talent. Say it again?
I said, what did you say, how what, if someone else after that? On my end.
No, how can people find out about your products and projects and businesses as far as Majida Models and Talent?
Oh, yes. Just go to www.majidas, M-A-J-E-E-D-A-H, models with an S, and talent.com. And you can find out about everything that I do, all my services and stuff on that website. Has everything there.
And are you on social media on that page?
Yes. You can find my my social media should be on there, but my Instagram for the company, Majida Models and Talent, is Majida, again, M-A-J-E-E-D-A-H-M-N-T. That's my Instagram for that. And A-List Consignments with an S is my Instagram.
Excellent. Well, I want to appreciate you being able to come on the show today, this morning. I know you're busy. You have a lot of stuff going on. Like you mentioned, you have a movie casting that's happening, ongoing right now, so I know you're excited about that. And you're building another business onto itself. So you're doing all this, you know, despite everything is not perfect. And, again, I appreciate that because, again, at the end of the day, you decide – how you are going to be successful, not anybody else. And again, as you know, women out there need to be able to appreciate that a lot more. And because if they did, we'd have a lot more female business owners. Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Majida. Well, I'm going to let you go, but I'll be in touch. I'm excited. And what we're going to do also is after your podcast, we're probably going to have you on again to talk about it. If I figure out a way to do a little show live at the casting, we might even movie casting. We'll see. But I'm excited about your upcoming film casting, and you have some upcoming projects. Okay. Can't really talk about this yet, but there's a lot going on. So
right.
Make sure you go to MajidaModelsAndTalent.com for more information and plug in. It's not over yet.
Okay.
And 2016 is right around the corner. So if you really are serious about starting to do something, this is a person that you need to get with. So, again, Majida, I really appreciate you coming on and hope to have you on the
Thank
show again really soon.
Thank you for having
me. Okay?
Must have
no problem
back.
At all. You take care. With Majida of Majida's Models and Talent, and we had a little bit of a breakup there in the area that she's at. Sometimes the towers. I've been to Chattanooga once, and sometimes it doesn't matter what service you have, it's bad. So there's some pockets there that sometimes you'll go in and out. So I do. Hopefully, you got to hear the important parts, but I repeated everything pretty good, I think. So hopefully, you appreciated that. Definitely listen to the playback. blogtalkradio.com/IMTMworldwide.com. Well, that is going to be the show for today. Well, we weren't able to get Kyle Wilkins on, so now I will officially start talking about him a little bit. Kyle Wilkins is someone that started working with me on the internship side, along with the Gold Group in Atlanta, in regards to graphic design and web design. He is someone who is still a student. In Atlanta for it. But the thing of it is that he's really professional. One of the things I remember when he came dressed shirt and tie, suit and tie. I think he had a jacket on too, and I was glad I had dressed up that day, which I'm always dressed up for the most part. But every time I've seen him after that, I always make sure that I'm dressed because I know he's going to be dressed. So I've always appreciated that. And him being young and appreciating that was even more impressive. But the biggest thing is that I've worked with a lot of different designers over the years with a lot of my entertainment projects, and he is someone that has always been spot on in regards to an idea that's presented and then the finished product, you know. And if he has questions, he'll ask them to where he gets the idea as close as possible to the client. And that's a big deal because most people will just do it and give it to you and that's it. And he's never been like that. And he has built up a vast portfolio over the last few months. And he's doing very well. Kyle Wilkins Designs, you have to check him out. He's on Instagram, Kyle_Wilkins_Designs. If you go to my IMTM1 page on Instagram, you'll see him on there. I've tagged him plenty of times. But I will say, he is the one who redesigned the IMTMWorldwide.com site. He is the one who created the GoldGroupInc.com site for Miss Beige Fletcher up there in Atlanta. And a lot of different logos and flyers and things of that nature between both of our companies, he's responsible for, as well as the logo for Majida Models and Talent. So, again, if you are serious about getting something designed, whether it be graphically or web design-wise, you need to reach out. Okay, you can reach him personally on Kyle_Wilkins_Designs on Instagram. But as I said, I work with Kyle. So if you have a project, you need to hit me up, Chris@IMTMWorldwide.com, or call the number. Together for you. So again, Kyle Wilkins of Kyle Wilkins Designs. I'm going to make sure I give him a shout out. And we will get him on the show in the near future. Do you have the skills to pay the bills? Is the title on today's show? It's the second show of the series, the third show, very soon, but it won't be this weekend because this weekend I'll be in Atlanta for the Design Your Life workshop led by inspirational speaker, author, and life coach Beige Fletcher. It will be at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead at 4 o'clock p.m. Get your tickets by going to the Gold Group website, which is thegoldgroupinc.com. That's gold as in pursuing a goal, thegoldgroupinc.com. Com website. You want to get your tickets now, because if you come to the door, your tickets are going to be more, just like anywhere else. Okay, so take the advantage, get a little bit more reasonably priced. Okay, you're getting a lot of what you're investing in yourself at this particular event. Okay, there are some VIP tickets still available. I will mention that. And also students, if you're a current student, you have a college ID, your ticket is $50. You get to meet Paige Fletcher in the flesh, along with all the other speakers that are going to be there, qualified speakers from all over, okay? They're going to be there. You need to be there. That's it. That's all I can say. Go to the website. You'll see more. I have two articles about her recently on the IMTNWorldwide.com site, one recent radio interview by Checker C at Star 94, as well as some video from that. I have a video from her past event on the article, and also a radio interview about what she's going to be talking about at the event. So you have all those different items there to find out more about her, more about why she's doing it, and what you're going to get out of this particular event. Take a Sunday, take the time to increase your knowledge, to increase what you don't know, to where maybe you can start having some of those skills to pay some bills and do more to not just be paying on bills. Okay. Again, before I leave, again, reminders, the new IMTN Worldwide website is up. Go to www.imtnworldwide.com. I have recently, I guess, reinstituted my YouTube page for IMTN. So on YouTube, you go and pull up IMTN CEO, the number one, and my YouTube page will come up. I kind of neglected it, you know, because I'm the one usually doing the videos, and I don't have time to really push most of the videos, so you'll see that when you visit it. But and also I shut things down a few years ago too for a period of time. But I'm back, so I figure I'll bring the YouTube back too a little bit. Slow but sure. My business site www.innovativeenterprises.com is now up. That's with one E, Innovative Enterprises. So if you're a business owner and you need help, hit up the site. If you're not a business owner but want to be a business owner, you need to do some stuff, you need help, go to the site, okay? And, of course, all my social media is out there, Instagram already, IMTN, and also, advice, guidance, you need to sort through different messages. Talent, you need help with contracts, help deciding where to go, what you're doing, or you can take advantage of that before I take it. Okay? Because I'm going to see, I'm going to try it. So you need to take a look at it. You can call 305-246-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6- www.intmworldwide.com and click the high school and scroll to the bottom to see it. Okay? It's at intmworldwide.com. So,
Go to the goldgroupinc.com, click on the event, and